every day is game day. When you add dairy to your day, it helps you sustain energy and fuel performance across all four quarters of the day. Real life needs real dairy. And on the line, as I said, is Chase Winovich. We're calling this a Milk Monday. What's up, Chase? Chase?
Hello.
Why do I not hear Chase Winovich? Try that again.
What's going on? Let's try that again.
There you go.
Happy Milk Monday.
Happy Milk Monday. How are you feeling after the win yesterday, Chase? How'd you feel your team performed?
Great team victory. Always good to go on the road. There's no easy victory in the NFL. It's a great feeling. On to the next one.
Were you guys expecting it to be as hot as it was? Yeah, it felt like it was about 90 down there on that playing surface when that game started. Was that tough to manage?
It was definitely a little spicy out for sure. But playing for Coach Belichick and playing for the Patriots, you come to realize after a while that the weather is just one of those things that falls into the category of I have absolutely zero control over it. So whatever it is, it's up to us as an athlete to look at that situation and say, listen, this is exactly what I wanted to be. So I was thankful for the warmth and all the Patriots fans that made it out to the game, cheering their butts off. Great energy. So great win.
Do you find it difficult to drink milk when it's that warm?
Do
you think Ron Burgundy was right when he says it's so hot milk was a bad choice, or is milk still a fine choice when it's that warm?
Arnold Schwarzenegger said milk is for babies. I kind of disagree with that, but I think it's for any weather, really.
Yeah.
So especially whole milk.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
You can't milk an almond, as you know.
Yeah. Wow.
True enough.
You milk a cat?
I have nipples. Would you milk me?
Only one way to find out.
Beetle, your turn.
Hey, you got a lot of snaps in the game yesterday, as far as comparative to some of the rotations that they've had. And sometimes you sit there, okay, Cal Van Noy's down. You bring Bauer up off the practice squad. Did you know you're going to play that many snaps in the game?
I think it's one of those things where you can try to guess or to figure out certain things. And at the end of the day, this is a team sport. And as Bo Schembechler said, the team. My only job is to help us prepare and help us win. And however that looks, however that shapes up, whatever they deem is the appropriate amount of playing time and snaps and when that is ultimately not in my hands. And all I can do is bring it back to the things that I can control. And I think I've done a pretty decent job at that, just trying to do the best with what I can and just attacking it one day at a time. It's a long season, 17 games, and it's a violent sport. So we're just taking it in stride and having fun. Like I said, great, great team victory on the road. And we definitely needed it.
How do you feel the defense has defended against the run so far?
I mean, I think it's important to foster a never good enough mentality with really anything that you try to put your mind to and try to set out to do. Obviously, run defense is super important for our defense. And I've taken it upon myself to make sure, I'm scouting the run game and setting the edge and focusing on my technique and fundamentals. But in terms of our defense, it's like I said, you could always do better. But, the guys are playing hard and doing what, we need to do. And you got to win. So, like I said, the first week, only stat that matters is the W, and we got it. So. How do you think?
Well, I think there's room for improvement.
I don't think you have your rotations down yet. I saw Bentley was run blitzing, doing some things. You guys tried to create some disruptive things in there. But, you guys are playing a lot of people. It seems like there's four or five rotating each in and out each and every play. Is that tough to do, not getting a rhythm?
There's definitely a lot of rotation, and there is something to be said for rhythm and stuff. But honestly, that's not really my job. And figuring that stuff out, it falls into the bucket of of things that, you know, I don't need to focus on, because, you know, ultimately I have a job to do, and just making sure that I am ready to go and I understand my fundamentals and assignment, and I'm ready to go out there and play full speed, 1,000 miles per hour, and just, you know, get into attack mode, is a full-time job. Like I said, the subs and all that stuff, the coaches are awesome. And I know if they don't have it figured out right now, they certainly will, and they're doing a great job. So.
How much does special teams help you get in that mentality? Because you had a really good stick on one of those coverage.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I took the ball, and they said, "That's my ball." And I said, "No, it's not." So, I haven't seen the ball yet. But.
No, it's my ball. No, it's not.
But, yeah, it was fun playing special teams. I mean, just being a part of a team where special teams is extremely valued, and historically we've done pretty well at it. It's a huge honor and a privilege for me, and it's something that I don't want to be a part of in a negative way. So I try to, give it my all and give it my best effort, and I just have fun with it. You know, there's a great group of guys on the special teams units, and it's a blast, honestly. Just hitting people is something I like to do.
Yeah, one final one for me, Chase, and it's this. We hear so often with teams offensively adding things in as the year goes on and building things and, you know, installing new wrinkles and new pieces throughout the course of the year. Does that same thing apply to playing on the other side of the ball on defense or even on special teams in terms of, you know, doing things differently and adding new things into the mix every week?
Yeah, as I'm sure you guys are familiar with, we're a game plan defense and at large a game plan team. So it's like there's little intricacies that every team, you know, tries to do. Ultimately, it's, you know, obviously football is a game of who can score the most points, and on the flip side, who can prevent the other team from scoring any points or, you know, as few as possible. So with that, it's like every week there's going to be new players and new coaches and understanding what those coaches are trying to do and those individual one-on-one matchups and how you can take advantage of it. You could tell week to week, almost like which players, you know, kind of understand that and are operating in that manner, which ones aren't. And that's what makes football so great, is that there's always room for improvement, and just trying to do my best to keep it pushing. Moving upwards.
All right, well, don't be afraid to reward yourself with a nice tall glass of milk today.
Yeah, on a hot day.
I'm never afraid to do that.
All right, Chase, thanks for the time.
See,
congrats,
Chase,
on the win.
Thanks, guys. All right. Thanks for having me on.
Chase Winovich on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.